time, let's meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie.
Looking at the Burns home today, we find Gracie talking to her friend and fellow clubwoman, Blanche Morton.
Read the news, Blanche. There'll be a meeting of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society at 2 o'clock. And our guest speaker will be Cary Grant.
Cary Grant?
Yeah.
Oh, that big, handsome Englishman.
Oh. You said it. Of course, I wouldn't trade my job for Cary Grant.
Oh, I wouldn't trade my hair either.
Now, our husbands may not have his looks, but they've got other qualities that he hasn't got.
You bet. Plenty of them.
Dozens.
Hundreds.
Thousands. Wish I could think of one.
Me too. That Grant's got everything.
Oh, yes. The way his eyes twinkle when he looks at you.
Yeah. Do George's eyes twinkle?
Only when the light hits his bifocal.
Get busy and tell the girls about the meeting. By the way, Gracie, will George let us meet you?
No, he won't. I'll have to trick him into leaving the house. I know. I'll tell him to go play golf.
Well, won't he get suspicious?
No, I'll be very subtle about it. I'll sneak into the subject of golf very gradually. Now, you watch it. Oh, hello, dear.
Hello.
Oh, my, that's a beautiful necktie you're wearing.
Well, thank you.
Now go play golf.
Play golf?
Yes, you're awfully good at it.
Well, I have been playing pretty hot golf lately. Yesterday, I won a match from Jack Benny.
Oh, I'm surprised you get that much.
A golf match.
Oh.
Jack is a pretty good golfer. Gets around in the middle 70s.
Mm-hmm. I knew he wasn't any 38.
You don't understand. Pa is 76.
Mm, older than Benny, huh?
Yes, about 2 years older. Let's skip the whole thing.
But, George, you can't stay here.
Gracie, are you trying to get me out of the house?
Me? Trying to get you out of the house? Oh. Here's your hat.
I thought so. I'll bet you're cooking up a meeting of the Beverly Hills Upward Society.
Well, now...
I knew it. Well, Halloween is over. They can park their brooms someplace else.
But, George, we've got a wonderful meeting arranged. I'm going right over now to get Cary Grant to be our guest speaker.
Oh, no, you're not. You bothered Cary Grant for the last time.
Oh, George, stop trying to act like a husband.
Gracie, I hate to do this, but the time has come for me to use force.
Force?
Yes. I'm going to lock you in this closet until you come to your senses.
George, let go of my arm.
Yeah, yeah, there's no use struggling. No use struggling.
George!
In the closet you go. Let me out. Let me out.
Yes? Oh, it's you, Gracie.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Grant.
I wish you'd telephoned before you came, Gracie. I'm very sorry for my appearance.
Your appearance?
Yeah, if I'd known you were coming, I wouldn't have made one.
Well, don't apologize, Carrie. I've paid you so many visits, you're getting to be an old friend.
Mm-hmm. And getting older with every visit.
Well, I'm here to ask you something. Shall I get right to the point?
Yes, plunge it in.
I want you to make a talk before my club, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society.
Oh, no. Please, Gracie, not your club again.
Well, there's nothing to be frightened about. You've seen the Uplift. Is there just women?
Thanks for clearing that up.
Then you'll do it?
No, really, Gracie, I'm very bad at making speeches. Why don't you get Georgie Jessel?
Georgie Jessel?
Oh, yeah, he'd get a lot of laughs.
Well, if the girls want to laugh, they can go home and look at their husbands.
Well, honestly, Gracie, I wouldn't know what to say.
Well, you don't have to. I've written your speech out for you. Now, here, read it.
All right. Madam President, beautiful, ravishing, adorable ladies of the Uplift Society.
Yeah, now, there'll be a slight pause there while I restore order. Read on.
The title of my speech today is Women, Are They Here to Stay?
Catchy little title, huh? Well, read on.
Yes, women are here to stay. Statistics prove that of all the mothers in the world, approximately 100% are women. No other sex can make that statement.
Makes you stop and think, doesn't it?
That it does.
Well, read on.
Women come in four sizes. Thin, medium, plump, and get a load of her.
Now, Mr. Grant, when you say that, look right at Mrs. Sims. She's sprung every sofa in Beverly Hills. Read on.
The aim of every woman should be to marry someone intelligent and attractive. But this is extremely difficult since they have only men to pick from.
Nothing personal there, Mr. Grant. Well, read on.
However, once the woman is married, she obeys her husband's every wish, does not squander his money, and never argues with him.
You thought Jessel would get laughed. Read on.
Men claim that women have no place in business. But how about that brilliant woman who went to the very top in the liquor business? Mary, Queen of Scotch.
Filled with dynamite like that. Read on.
Gracie, look, I can't deliver this speech. I'd feel self-conscious.
Oh, afraid they'd find out you didn't write it, huh?
Yeah, that's what I meant. But there's another reason. I've got to leave town right away.
Oh, where are you going?
Anyplace. I mean... England. Yes, that's it. I'm going to make a picture for Sir Alexander Corder.
Who is he?
Mr. Corder and J. Arthur Rank are the two big picture producers of England.
Oh, do you know Mr. Corder?
Very well.
How about Mr. Rank?
I've never met him.
I see. Oh, wait here. Wait here, Mr. Rank. Will you do it, Meredith?
Why, certainly, Gracie. As a loyal member of the Uplift Society, I'll do anything you say.
Oh, good. Now, here's Cary Grant's house. Now, have you got everything straight?
Yes. I'm J. Arthur Rank, the English movie producer.
Yes.
And I'm to keep Cary Grant from going to England.
Right. I'll hide back here and listen.
Yes? Fruit, old pip.
I beg your pardon.
I jolly well came over to say that I bought your blooming old contract from beastly old Alexander Corder. So your trip to blinking old England is ripping well off.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm Hank.
I know, but who are you?
Well, I'm J. Arthur Rank, the movie magnate. You work for me now.
I do?
Quite. Congratulations and all that sort of rottenness.
I've met you someplace. Isn't your name William?
No. Wilson.
Maurice Wilson.
No. Meredith Wilson.
That's right. Well, it's nice to meet you again.
Thank you. Same here. Well, as I was saying, my name is J. Arthur Rank. Yes, old beast?
You are not J. Arthur Rank. You're Meredith Wilson.
Darn it, there's been a leak.
Now run along and tell Gracie that her plan didn't work.
Very well. Goodbye.
Fruit, old pip.
Don't close the door, Mr. Brad. I've got another idea.
Oh, no.
Meantime, George has freed himself from the closet where Gracie locked him and has gone next door to consult with Dr. Miller, the psychiatrist.
But, Doctor, I tell you, I'm worried. Gracie and those uplifters will drive Cary Grant nuts.
Oh, tut. Mr. Grant probably found your wife's visit merely amusing. By now, he's forgotten the whole incident.
Come in.
Doctor, you've got to help me. Gracie Allen and the uplifters are after me. They're driving me crazy.
Wrong, wasn't I?
Can't stand it any longer. Everywhere I look, I see little pink Gracie Allen. There's a green one.
My mistake, that's her husband. Hello, George.
Hello, Cary. I was just telling the doctor about the uplifter.
Yes, I think I can remove your uplifter fixation rather easily.
You do?
Certainly. You've come to regard them as monsters. Actually, they're harmless housewives. You'd lose your fear if you were able to observe them in their proper setting.
Well, how could we get them into a cage?
I'd better have a look at these women. Mr. Burns, is there a place in your house where we could spy on them without being seen?
Yes. We could sneak into my den and listen through the door.
Good. That'll give me a chance to put them under observation. Come along, gentlemen.
George, how close will we be to the uplifters?
About 10 feet.
Doctor, may I have a shot of Novocaine?
Thank you.
Anyone see us come into your den, George?
No, we're okay. Nobody's here yet but Gracie and Blanche Morton. They're waiting for the others to arrive.
Mm, good. Now, gentlemen, we can observe the girls as they really are. And you'll see that the uplifters are just normal, friendly women who have formed this club because they respect and admire one another. I'll open the door, sir.
Blanche, I can't wait to see what that skinny collar Bagley will wear today.
Well, I told old Bones that Cary Grant would be here, so she'll come dressed to the teeth.
Oh, good. The more flower covers up, the better.
You said it. What a zombie Clara is. A real scarecrow.
Come in.
Hello, girls.
Why, Clara, how lovely you look.
Close the door, Doctor.
Just normal, friendly women who respect and admire one another.
Well, I'm sure that wasn't typical. I'll open the door again.
Will Pauline Sims be here today?
I don't know. The old bat's gotten so stuck up since she married a young husband half her age.
Oh. Hey, did you hear the wonderful thing his mother said after the wedding?
No, what was it?
Well, she said, I don't feel that I've lost a son. I feel that I've gained a grandmother.
Kidding. Pauline's as old as the hills and darn near as broad.
Well, she tries to keep up appearances. She just had her face lifted again, you know.
Not again?
Mm-hmm.
Why, during the war, Pauline was the only person who could spot airplanes without looking up.
How can her husband stand a fat pump like Pauline?
Come in.
Hello, girl.
Why, Pauline, how lovely you look.
Close the door, Doctor.
Oh, yes, yes. They really love one another.
I must admit, I didn't expect this. There must be some explanation for their conduct.
Maybe they've been eating too much catnip.
Let's listen again. Perhaps their conversation will give me a psychological clue.
Another new bracelet, Gracie? How do you get so many presents from George?
Well, he's kind of absent-minded about dates. So far this year, I've had 7 wedding anniversaries, 5 birthdays, and 2 Easters.
Well, I control the money now, but it was different with my first husband. He was an old sea captain and very stingy.
Well, how did you get what you needed?
I used to steal his wooden leg and sell it back to him.
Close the door, Diane.
Gentlemen, I have a clue. Those women are not to blame for their conduct.
Not to blame?
No. Speaking as a psychiatrist, I would define the source of their behavior as an accumulation of deeply rooted, hyper-egoistic complexes stemming from the pusillanimous nature of their associative environment.
What does that mean?
They're married to jerks.
Thanks.
But, Doctor, Gracie belongs and she's married to... Yeah, I see what you mean.
Believe me, gentlemen, no woman with an intelligent husband would join that club. Open the door again.
This is fascinating.
Girl, here comes our new member. She's going to join the club today.
Gracie, will she sit in?
Oh, she's a born uplifter. When will I tell you how she gets new clothes from her husband?
How?
Well, she told her husband that their children are taking music lessons. And now every week he makes out a check for a violin teacher named Sax and a piano teacher named Bullock. Oh, here she is, girl. Come in, Gladys. Oh!
Close the door. And bring me a triple shot of bourbon.
What's the matter?
Gladys is my wife.
Oh, no.
Gentlemen, you were right. This club is a menace and must be eliminated. Mr. Grant, so they won't become suspicious, you go into the meeting and make your speech while I formulate a plan.
Okay. I'll open the door and see if they've started yet. Oh, no!
I can't go in there. I'm too young to die.
Coward.
Hi, George.
What's doing?
Oh, hello, Bill. Dr. Miller and I are trying to get Cary Grant to go into the uplifted meeting. But he's afraid.
Cary, what are you, a man or a mouse?
To you, I'm a man. To that bunch of cats, I'd be a mouse.
Wow. There's nothing to be afraid of. Follow me. Shake hands, Brother Rat.
Mr. Grant, if we're to break up this club, you must go in there while I determine a course of action.
Quiet, girls. Quiet, quiet. Girls, our guest of honor has arrived. Mr. Cary Grant.
And he got that with a factory.
Well, now, let's welcome Mr. Grant. Let's welcome Mr. Grant with a couple of rousing hip-hips. All together now. Hip-hip,
hooray!
Hip-hip,
hooray!
And now, how about giving my husband a couple of big hits?
Nature beat us to it.
You should talk.
Order, please, order. Mr. Grant, we're all thrilled to have you here.
Oh, we certainly are.
This is the moment of a lifetime.
Oh, we girls are so excited.
Yes, every one of us. How did J. Arthur Rank get in here?
She's an honorary woman.
Mr. Grant will speak to us on the subject, women. Are they here to stay? Go ahead, Mr. Grant.
Madam President, beautiful, ravishing, adorable ladies of the Uplift Society.
What happened after Mr. Grant made the speech?
All the girls lined up and kissed him. Poor Gary.
Yes. Try slapping him with that wet towel again. Maybe that'll bring him to.
Gee, the kisses are getting better. He's awake.
Mr. Grant, your sacrifice was not in vain. I have a plan. I know how to put an end to the office.
Yeah, so do I, but we spend the rest of our lives in jail.
My plan involves no violence. We will show Gracie how ridiculous her club is by forming one of our own and acting just as those women.
You mean we'll be catty and say terrible things about each other's looks?
Exactly.
Oh, gee, that's not fair to you guys. I can say plenty about you, but what can you say about me?
We'll force ourselves.
When Gracie observes our disgusting behavior and realizes that it parallels that of her own club, she'll be ashamed and disband the other.
What psychology?
You're terrific, Doctor.
Sensational idea.
All right. Nothing Freud couldn't have thought of.
Don't you get to him.
Oh, Gracie, just leave the chairs here in the living room. My club is meeting in a few minutes.
Your club?
Yes. We fellows have organized a club exactly like the one you women have.
Oh, how wonderful. But I'd better take down our coat of arms. It wouldn't be appropriate for men. See, it's two lipsticks crossed on a field of girdles.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't do for us men.
No, no. You'd have to have two cigars crossed on a field of girdles.
Now, that's what I had in mind. Come in. Hi, George.
Hello, George.
Oh, come in, Bill, Dr. Miller. Cary Grant isn't here yet.
Oh. Well, I hope old Baggy Pants wears some decent clothes today. As he usually looks like something the cat dragged in, slept on, and dragged out again.
Well, he must buy some new clothes. I heard that he sent all his old clothes to England.
Oh, he does. Then his mother washes them and sends them back.
Tell me, how old is Grant?
I'm not sure, but when he first came to Hollywood, there was nothing here but palm trees and Wallace Berry.
Oh, what a mess that Cary Grant is.
Yeah, real dog.
Yeah.
Come in.
Hello, fellas.
Why, Cary, how wonderful.
Come in.
You know, somehow this all sounds very familiar to me.
Yes, just like your club, Mrs. Burns.
Where shall I hang my hat? Hang up that old relic, throw it in the trash where it belongs.
Old relic? This is Adam's best hat.
How did you get it? Did Eve make him throw it away?
Now, fellas, you're acting just like Gracie's club.
Wait a minute. You're a fine one to talk about hats, Goodwin. All you ever wear on your head is curlers.
I do not wear curlers. This is a Tony Coldway.
Well, it looks like Tony is still in it.
Boys, boys, act your age. At his age, you can act.
Look, Wavy Wig, I can take you any day in the week.
Listen, Grant, just because you took Richmond doesn't mean you can take me.
Oh, George, you better get out of this town.
What?
Well, if you could say things like that about Cary Grant, Wavy get started on you.
Oh. You still think you could take me, bit player?
Why, I'd tear your hair out if I wasn't afraid of getting peroxide on my hands.
You get jealous because I'm doing so well in pictures.
You ought to do well. You've got the best cameraman, the best electrician, and the best bricklayer.
Bricklayer?
Yes, they put your makeup on with a trowel.
Fellas, please. Fellas.
Well, I've heard enough. I'm going right out and disband the Beverly Hills Uplift Society.
You see, gentlemen, spy college. You're really breaking up your club.
Absolutely. You men have so much more fun. You girls all go to join your club.
Oh, no.
Bill Goodwin speaking. The Burns and Allen Show has been a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.